Is God good? Does he care about you and what you are going through? Does he have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has he changed? Is there still proof of his goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Way Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comforts of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience his power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. I'm your pastor, Dr. Augustus Okleme. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Father, we honor you this beautiful evening. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you because you are always good. The word says that you are good and your mercies endure forever. We've gathered before you this beautiful evening and we want to experience your goodness and your love and your power and your grace. I ask that your power will be mighty here. Your presence will be awesome in every home, in every life. I pray that you manifest yourself in every situation. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves, over every home, every life represented in tonight's service. We bind the devil and banish him and disallow any influence of darkness on any person or on the service. Do us good in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You are welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church. Miracle Way Church is a thriving church in the heart of Kumasi. We are at Kupi, Chichire, to be precise. You can find us on your Google Maps. We are also in Kufuridia at the Waterworks Junction. Our services are at 8 a.m. on Sundays, 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have a miracle service every Thursday, effectual fervent prayer. And we have a freedom service where we learn the truth that makes us free on Tuesdays. Feel free to visit any of our services and you will experience God's goodness today. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You can reach us always on 0249471769. WhatsApp. You can send a WhatsApp message. You can send a WhatsApp voice notes. If you need to send a message via text too, you can do that. Or you can call and someone will be on hand to help you. I'm talking about the wonderful or the powerful name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, something happened. The disciples had just been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost and they were going to church. I'm reading from verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping, stood up and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gates of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Now, let's go to chapter 4, and let me read from verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Names are very important. They give identity. And a child is born. After a few days, people ask, what's the child's name? What's the child's name? God is very particular about names. You don't just give names because they sound funny or they sound nice. It's good to pray about names before you give them, because name, every time the right name is called, the destiny of that child is called forth. Hallelujah.
Praise
when
God
wanted to bless Abram, he changed his name to Abraham, and he changed his wife's name to Sarai, and he named their son laughter Isaac. God is very particular about names, and when you call forth the name, it brings forth the destiny. Hallelujah.
Praise
when
the Lord.
God met Jacob, he asked, what's your name? And he said, my name is Jacob, which means supplanter. And this guy had been his life. He had been cheating people, and he himself had been cheated several times. God said, it's time to change this. And he said, you no longer be called Jacob, but you called Israel. You are a prince, the prince of God now. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
May God change your name in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us about Jabez. His mother named him Jabez, sorrow, because she conceived him in sorrow. He went to pray and God changed his estate. May God change your name. Anything that is evil about your name, may it receive a touch of God's power tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, certain names invoke fear. Certain names invoke concerns, names of sicknesses, names of diseases, incurable conditions. When somebody is sick and a person goes to the hospital, and if you ask about the person, you're a medical person, you are, oh, what is wrong with the person? I mean, if you hear certain things, you are not bothered. Oh, sure, okay, fine. Oh, I'll be fine. But if you hear certain names, that brings a lot of concern. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, certain names bring concern. Certain names evoke fear. You hear certain names of certain diseases and it just means incurable. It means the end. Sometimes it means the person is, it's terminal. Now we have names of people, names of countries. I mean, currently there are things going on in our world, and there are names being mentioned which may invoke maybe hatred or disdain because of maybe what they are doing with their own military might to others. So names invoke so many things. But then we have the name of Jesus. There is healing in that name. There is deliverance in that name.
Amen.
There is forgiveness for the sinner in that name.
Amen.
There is help for the helpless situation in that name.
Amen.
There is hope for the hopeless in that name.
Amen.
There is beauty for ashes in that name.
Amen.
There is gladness for mourning in that name.
Amen.
There is the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness in that name. Amen. The name of Jesus is a name of exchange. Exchange. When you mention the name of Jesus, you are giving away that pain. You are giving away that uncertainty. You are giving away that sickness. And you are taking on everything that he purchased with the cross. Healing, health, wealth, deliverance, peace. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The powerful name of Jesus. His name doesn't invoke fear. If it invokes fear, it's in devils and demons. But for us, his name is a beacon of hope. His name causes us to triumph. His name causes us to smile again. This evening, may the name of Jesus turn your situation around.
Amen.
In tonight's reading, we read about a man who's been crippled from birth. It's a congenital disease. Okay, he was born that way from his mother's womb. It will interest you to know that Jesus Christ of Nazareth healed every manner of disease. He visited every branch of medicine and effected healings there. He went to the pathology lab where they deal with dead people and he raised Lazarus. He went to the ophthalmologist's place and he opened blind eyes. To the dermatologist's place, he healed lepers. He went to the pediatrician's place. He raised that little girl from the dead. He went to the obstetrician gynecologist's place. And he healed that woman of the issue of blood. Jesus went to the traumatologist's place when he was going to be crucified. His disciple cut off the ear, Peter, cut off the ear of one of the servants of the priest. Jesus took that ear and put it back without sutures or anything. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus visited every branch of medicine and effected cures there. That is why I am confident that whatever you are going through tonight, Jesus Christ makes you whole. He visited the neurology clinic and he healed the paralyzed and he made the lame to walk again. He visited the ENT clinic. He opened the deaf ears and he caused the dumb to speak. He visited the psychiatrist's place and he healed the madman of Gadara and he was clear in his mind. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ visited every department of medicine in his time and still today, and he made people whole. That's why I'm convinced that tonight, Jesus Christ, he makes you whole. Hallelujah. And he forgave sin. That is Jesus. Now, the interesting thing, the great thing is that all this power that he demonstrated in his lifetime as he walked around on earth doing good, that power is available when we mention his name. Peter told the people, Jesus is gone. You killed him, but God raised him. He's ascended to heaven, but we have his name. And he said, and his name, through faith in his name. He said, that is what has made this man whole, who you see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Oh, glory to God. He said, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus has the power of Jesus. As we mention the name of Jesus tonight, if you are a sinner, the Bible said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As you call on him tonight and say, Lord, save me. Forgive me. I heard the story about someone who is suffering from same-sex attraction and wants to come out. Call his name tonight. There's someone listening to me. You are hooked on drugs. You want to stop. You may be a medic who has access to certain prescription drugs, and you are hooked, and it's sinking your career. Call on His name. You may be someone who is hooked on alcohol. You know it's destroying your liver. You know it's causing you troubles. It's messing up your life. Call on His name. There is someone who is, your fingers are so sticky. You just have to see something and you begin to shake. Unless you take that which is not yours, call upon His name. You may be a sex addict. You sleep with all sorts of weird people and do all sorts of weird things because of a drive which you are unable to curb. When you are done, you feel so dirty. You feel so used. Call on His name. For whosoever, there is no exception. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No matter how bad you may have been, no matter how far you have gone with sin, the name of Jesus, His name makes you whole tonight. Say amen.
Amen.
As you call on His name, Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Peter was telling them that this man has been healed by the name of Jesus. And I have to announce to you, Peter added, that neither is there salvation in any other. That's what I am announcing to you tonight also. I don't care what you may have heard, and I don't care what people may say, but the scriptures cannot be broken. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given amongst men by which we must be saved. If you want to be saved, if you want to be forgiven, if you want your sins to be cleansed and you want to be in heaven, you've got to call on His name. Your good deeds are not enough. Your giving is not sufficient. Your giving to the poor is not enough. Some people live in terrible sin and they think that when they give to the poor, it balances it out. I'm sorry. Unless you call on the name of the Lord Jesus, you cannot be saved. Some people think that they are morally fine. They think that they are not as bad as others. As spouses, they think that they are faithful and they are disciplined, and they don't drink or they don't smoke and all those nice things. Unless you call on the name of Jesus, there is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. If you call on the name of Jesus tonight, your sins will be forgiven. If you call on the name of Jesus tonight, His power to heal will be manifested in your life. If you call on the name of Jesus tonight, His power to deliver, to set free, will be manifested in your life. All through the Acts of each of the disciples, they used the name of Jesus. I remember the daughters of glorious Jesus sang a song and said, Yesu dinu eyawa mwendi. And tonight, the power in that name is going to have full effect in your life, in mine, if you only believe. Bow your head with me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Shackled by a heavy burden, need the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Sing it with me. He touched me.
Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me
begin to call on his name. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner, forgive me. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, save me. Call on his name. Jesus, help me. Jesus, deliver me from this addiction. Jesus, deliver me from this habit. Jesus, help me. Jesus, set me free. Call on his name. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You may be sick. Begin to call on his name. Jesus, heal me from cancer. Jesus, heal me from organ failure. Jesus, open my blind eyes. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Help me to walk again. Heal me, Lord, like you did this man at the beautiful gate. Jesus, call on his name. Call on his name. Call on his name. And as you do, he touches you tonight. He touches you. And his power is still the same. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Imarundi solabahas randos tabarabasi kubahandelevis restovasi cabrazon delevayan deloshia bazade ikibos tahalevos sandarabadosi. Oh, thank you, Jesus. His power is awesome in this place. His presence is filling wherever you are. His presence is awesome here. It's filling your home, it's filling your family, it's filling your broken marriage. His presence. His presence is filling that place, and the power of his name is bringing restoration, is bringing healing to you. Be made whole. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let your pain leave you now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pain in the back, so debilitating you can't even get out of bed. Sometimes you are bedridden for most of the day. Jesus Christ, he makes you whole.
Amen.
Every weakness in your limbs receives strength right now.
Amen.
Every weakness in any aspect of your body receives fire, power right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let blind eyes open.
Amen.
Let bled eyesight be cleared. Let
Amen.
Deaf ears open.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, be made whole. Every organ malfunction or dysfunction, receive the healing touch of Jesus now.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, he makes you whole. He makes you whole. He makes you whole. Thank you, Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He will touch you and make you. Before I go, I want to give you a chance to call on him. You want to turn around from your sin. Turn around. Repent. That means you are turning away from it. You are not going back to that life. You are that person. Lift one hand and pray this prayer with me from the depth of your heart. Mean every word. There is nothing special about the words that we are speaking. The thing that makes it special is your faith. Saying, meaning everything you say. Yeah, I'm not going to read any special thing from any divine book. But we are praying this prayer. Let it be from your heart. And his power that saves will touch you. And tonight you'll be a new creature. all things will be passed away. All things will become new. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come to you tonight.
I come to
say,
you.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I run to you.
I run to you.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
But tonight.
But tonight.
I turn away from my sins.
I turn away from
and
my
I turn
sins,
to you.
And I turn to you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I believe.
I believe.
That you are the Son of God.
The Son of
that
God.
You came into this world and died for me. You were buried and you rose again on the third day.
I give you my life. I give you my heart.
I give you my all.
From today,
I will serve only you. Thank you for receiving me.
Thank you for receiving
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for these who have turned to you. Your word said that no one who comes to you, you said you will not cast out anyone who comes to you. And I thank you because you have received them. Jesus came into this world to save sinners like us. And I thank you because you are still in the saving business. I ask that you give them the strength to stay with you all the way. Those who will meet on earth, fine. But if we don't meet them anywhere on earth, may we have cause to rejoice together when we meet them with you eternally. We honor you and we give you praise for all you've done tonight. Let all the glory be yours alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Send me a message. Send me a voice note 0249-471-769 0249-471-769. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Last week we received some messages. God bless you. We are so happy to correspond with you. We want to know what God is doing in your life. Let us know about it. Let us know how we can help you, how we can pray for you. We believe in God's very best for you. God is good, and we believe that in your lifetime you are going to experience it. God bless you till we meet again. This has been your pastor, Dr. Augustus Okleme. I'm here with Dr. Helen, my lovely wife, and Brother Alfred is on the keyboard as usual. God bless you. We love you. Visit us this week at Miracle Way Church and experience God's goodness today.
Miracle Way broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471-769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Way broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave broadcast. It was miracle time.